Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom to you, all brethren, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also known as Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. A peaceful Sabbath is what Shabbat shalom means. Hallelujah. Today is Saturday, the 16th of March, 2024, on the Roman Gregorian calendar, which is mentioned in Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. Hallelujah. And on the Hebrew calendar, which is the Creator's calendar, today, according to Genesis chapter 1, Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, Leviticus 23, and various other holy scriptures, today is the sixth day of the Hebrew month known as Adar. I'm so sorry, I had to pause the audio for a moment and I've had to go outside to continue the audio. It is well in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Today is, as I said, today on the Hebrew calendar is the sixth day of the Hebrew month called Adar 2. Hallelujah. Adar 2, as I shared last weekend, is a very special month because it is the pregnant month of the year part 2. So, you know, this being a leap year, we have 13 months altogether on the Hebrew calendar. That is the way the Hebrew calendar works. That is the way the Lord created things to be. The Roman calendar, in an attempt to copy God, you know, copy the ways of God, rather than create an extra month, they decided to create an extra day in the month of February, because the month of Adar usually falls around this time of year, February, March, time of the year. Hallelujah. So anyhow, my name is Sister Perpetua Mirembe or Shulamit George. Hallelujah. And today is called Shabbat Pekudei. Hallelujah. The good thing about the Hebrew language is you can read the words as they are written. Pekudei. Hallelujah. Last Saturday was Shabbat Vayakel, which means, and he gathered, Moshe gathered, Moses gathered the people of Israel to talk to them in accordance with the leading of God the Father, Yahweh, also known as Yahweh. Hallelujah. Yud-Heh, Vav-Heh, or Yud-Heh, Wow-Heh, as we see in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14 to verse 16. And we also see the name Ahaya in that Exodus chapter 3, which means I am that I am, or I am who I am. Hallelujah. So, is Ahaya, Asher, Ahaya. Hallelujah. So, because Hebrew is the language of creation, as I keep sharing, we need to learn one or two words and the names and names in the Hebrew language, because then everything concerning the Bible makes more sense when you have good understanding of the Hebrew language, in which, basically it's the original language of the Bible, basically. So, today is Shabbat Pekudei. Last week was Shabbat Vayakel. Now, the reason I'm mentioning last week is because normally when it is not a leap year on the Hebrew calendar, the two Torah portions are read in one Saturday. They are read in one week. So basically this whole week from last Sunday all the way to today, Saturday, is the Torah portion called it's called Pekudei. Hallelujah. But if it is not a leap year, it would be the Torah portion Vayakel and Pekudei will be put together and there will be one. Now, the Torah portion Pekudei, the name Pekudei literally means amounts of. And usually the names of each Torah portion, as well as the books of the Bible, particularly the first five books, come from the very first sentence of the book or the particular chapter that is being read within the Torah portion. Hallelujah. So when you read Exodus chapter 38, verse 21, you see the word amounts of, which means, which is pekudei in the Hebrew language. Hallelujah. And the same thing for the last week's Torah portion, Vayachel, the very first chapter, which is 35. You get to see the word Vayakhel in the first sentence is what opens the Torah portion. Hallelujah. So these two Torah portions are crucial because they talk about, they reiterate the, you know, what was said earlier in the book of Exodus, which is to do with how God gave the instructions to put together the tabernacle of Moshe or the tent of meeting, and how the tabernacle was put together, or the various furnishings were built, and also the dress code of the high priest, and the other things that are to do with the tabernacle of Moshe. And then it basically eventually ends with the tabernacle having been erected, the priests having been anointed, including the high priest, the furnishings placed into the tabernacle, and the Shekinah glory coming down upon the people, upon the tabernacle in the form of a cloud and holy fire. And that is how, you know, you see that the altar of burnt offering receives its first holy fire in that manner. It's a supernatural fire. Any fire that is brought from outside is a strange fire. Hallelujah. We are to pray against strange fires being present in our lives or operating in our lives. Hallelujah. And this is what, unfortunately, Nadab and Abihu brought into the tabernacle of Moses, and they lost their lives. This issue of Nadab and Abihu is written about much later on in Leviticus chapter 9, but it's actually to do with this Torah portion. Everything in Leviticus 9 is to do with this particular Torah portion, Vayachel, Pekudei. But as I said, the two Torah portions, Vayachel and Pekudei, they can be one, and they can also be broken up into two. So last week, the Torah portion, Vayachel, which I wasn't able to teach on in more detail, started off with the words concerning the Sabbath. The first four verses were about the Sabbath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's quite interesting that they were talking about the Sabbath, keeping in mind that Moses received the instructions concerning the building of the tabernacle on the Day of Atonement, which is known in the Hebrew language as Yom Kippur. Hallelujah. Yom means day, for those who don't know. Kippur means atonement. I hope you understand now what I mean by Hebrew has a way of summarizing the words. Hallelujah. So Yom Kippur, which can also be called Yom HaKippurim, a day of various atonements. So there's one particular major atonement, and then there's also various other atonements that are done for various, you know, in regards to various things. So, you know, the priests get their own atonements, the tabernacle gets an atonement, and the people of Israel get atonement. So it's Yom HaKippurim, but it's also known as Yom Kippur. Hallelujah. When you read the book of Leviticus 16, it makes so much sense. And this day usually falls on one of the days within the month of September or October on the Roman Gregorian calendar. But most of the time, it usually falls in the month of October. Most of the time. It's actually Judgment Day every year, for those who don't know, and is building up to the final Judgment Day, the White Throne Judgment Day mentioned in Revelation chapter 20. That we will all face in the future after the Messianic Kingdom, hallelujah, or the Messianic Kingdom world has, you know, come to an end. So This judgment day every year prepares us for the judgment day to come in the future. Every special day that the Lord has created on his calendar that is mentioned in Leviticus 23, mentioned in Esther chapter 9, mentioned in the Gospels. For example, there are some that are in the Old Testament, but the books that mention it were removed. Such as the book of the Maccabees mentions the Hanukkah or the dedication festival. But when we read the New Testament, we see that Jesus Christ of Nazareth, also known as Yahushua HaMashiach, attended the festival of dedication and lights. He also attended the festival of Sukkot, tabernacles. So every one of them, they have a theme that is linked to helping us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling so that we can be able to get back to that kind of the body and the appearance that we had before we sinned in the Garden of Eden. We are working towards perfection in the Lord Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So usually every Shabbat, we sing songs such as, let me just sing a few songs, just, you know, for you to know, for those who don't know, but also just generally to wish you a peaceful Sabbath, because the weekly Sabbath speaks of being salt and light, Matthew 5, 13 to 16. The weekly Sabbath is sunset Friday to sunset Saturday every week. It also speaks of the resurrection of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, who is the Lord of the Sabbath, and therefore he is the fact that it says he's the Lord of the Sabbath, Matthew chapter 12, verse 1 to 8, that implies that he is the bread of life, the bread of affliction, he is the bread of the presence, as well as the cup of salvation. Hallelujah. And every Sabbath is also a first fruits festival. Hallelujah. Because Jesus Christ of Nazareth, also known as Yahushua HaMashiach, who is the first fruits of God the Father, the one who was resurrected from the dead first, he was actually rose from the dead on this very day, which was a Saturday just before sunset. And then he started to meet his disciples after sunset, which is Sunday, the first day of the week, and the eighth day of the week. Hallelujah. Eighth day implies new beginnings. Hallelujah. So this seventh day speaks of perfection. The Lord perfects all that concerns me. It speaks of peace. Shalom, marambo, yambara, mbokore, besete, yambara, rekesete, yabashanda. It speaks of the peace of the Lord. Rekerebo, mbara, babo, rika, babashanda, rababosa. It speaks of it speaks of deliverance, it speaks of divine or supernatural provision. Because when the Israelites were in the desert, the Lord ensured that they always were well provided for by the time of the Sabbath, so they didn't have to go around looking for food. He always made sure that they didn't have to cook on the Sabbath. You know, this is one of the things that we don't know. We think those are just Old Testament things because grace has come into play now. But what we don't understand is God is just allowing grace because, you know, he knows that sin is just going to get worse and people are going to keep making excuses. If he didn't allow grace, many of us would be dead by now because, you know, if we count how many Sabbath laws we break, only God knows. So, so let's go back to what I was saying before. On Yom Kippur, in the year in which Israel went to live on Mount Sinai. So let's reiterate a little bit. In the month of Adar, the 3 days of darkness happened, which is the month we're in now. The 3 days of darkness happened at the beginning of the month. Hallelujah. Day one, day two, day three. And then at the end of the month, the children of Israel started to get ready to leave the land of Egypt or Mizraim. And the Lord said to them on Nisan 1, the following month after this one, that this shall be the month, this shall be the beginning of your months. So the Lord created a new, he set up a new year's day. on his calendar, and he said that the month of Nisan would also mark the beginning of a new year in the lives of Israel. Hallelujah. So the Nisan one is Rosh Hashanah, New Year's Day, or head of the month. It's also Rosh Kodesh, the new moon festival, because the new moon appears in the sky, and that's what determines when a new month begins. And then we get to know when every other, you know, special festival, the appointed times mentioned in Leviticus 23, Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 to 19, we get to see how they fall into place from the month of Nisan. We start understanding them and counting from the month of Nisan, because the month of Nisan speaks of the beginning of the ecclesiastical calendar year. So the month of Nisan also speaks of counting how long a king has been crowned, because it's the month of the crowning of kings in Israel. So if Moses was the very first king to be crowned over Israel, hallelujah, though he was a prophet of the Most High God, yeah, he was also the king of Israel. He was the very first president over Israel. And it was on that day after they left Egypt that he was crowned king. But the coronation happened the following year. So let's continue. The year they left Egypt, the Lord told them on Nisan 1, which falls around April time. This year is going to be the day of the solar eclipse. The Lord declared a new year, beginning of months. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. And then he did that because also the Israelites would be delivered from Israel, from Egypt, from Mizraim, and from bondage that very month, 14 days later. 15 days later, because they actually left on Nisan 15. They left the day after Pesach or Passover. We celebrate Passover for 2 days, Nisan 14 or Aviv 14, and Nisan 15 or Aviv 15. But they left on the second day, on the morning of the second day. Hallelujah. So, what was I saying? So that very year they left Mizraim, Egypt. They continued walking. They crossed the Red Sea. And then some weeks later, around the month of May, June, which is the month of Sivan, 2 months later, they received the law of God on Mount Sinai. Hallelujah. They were married to the Lord. The Lord did a wedding between them and God the Son. Hallelujah. It's complicated. We just have to remember that the Word of God is Jesus, or Christ of Nazareth himself. And when the wedding was taking place, God the Father would speak the word, the Torah, and which is also the word of God, but also the Torah is associated with the Holy Spirit, and it went forth and it stood in front of the children of Israel. And they accepted it, they kissed it, and it kissed them back. Hallelujah. So that's how the wedding took place. And they were sealed with the Torah. The Torah is a marriage agreement. It's also a ketubah in Hebrew, a marriage agreement. Just as we were sealed with the Holy Spirit, as it is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20, we are also sealed with the Torah. The Torah is the Lord's most prized possession in the heavens. It's very important to know that. So when they received the Torah, the wedding happened. It was on the month of Sivan, and it was the sixth day of the month. Unfortunately, 40 days later, on 17th of Tammuz, the month of Tammuz, the golden calf was, the children of Israel sinned through the building of the golden calf and the worship of the golden calf, and they lost everything. They lost a lot, and even the Torah tablets that they were to receive were broken. Then Moses had to plead with the Lord for a period of about 3 months before the Lord agreed to restore Israel and to accept Israel as his own once again. And the time that the Lord agreed and forgave Israel is the time of the Day of Atonement. And that's why the Lord said that every year on that day, Israel is meant to be in fasting. When they were waiting for Moses to come back down, they didn't fast and pray, so it was easy for them to be sidetracked and lose focus. But this time around, the Lord said during that 40-day period from the month of Elul, hallelujah, which is the month before the month of the Day of Atonement. The Day of Atonement is in the 7th month of the year when you're counting from the month of Nisan, which is next month, or the month of Aviv, which is next month. And yeah, the Lord said they were to start fasting from Elul 1 to Tishri 10. And that 40 days of fasting is what Jesus Christ of Nazareth, or Yahushua HaMashiach, did when he was on earth. I pray that the Lord will give you the grace to understand what I'm saying as I'm speaking. And it may be confusing for some, and I totally understand. But one thing I have learned is, if one of the things you need to do if you want to understand the Bible very well from God's perspective is you need to understand time, you need to put things into perspective, you need to put things into context in terms of time. When you put things into context in terms of the biblical timeline, it begins to make sense even much more than it has ever done. So the Lord forgave the, he declared forgiveness at the end of the Day of Atonement. It's a day of fasting, as we see in Leviticus 16. It's a high Sabbath and the highest Sabbath in the entire year. No work is to be done. We are meant to be waiting on the Lord, and we are meant to be seeking forgiveness. It's the day when we confess all our sins to the Lord as he reveals them to us supernaturally. But also there's guidebooks in which we express, we do selichot, we seek forgiveness based on the various categories of sins. There is a reason why this is done every year. It's also a time of teshuva. Teshuva is to do with repentance or returning to the Lord. That is what the book of Hosea or Hoshua is all about. Hallelujah. This concept of seeking for forgiveness for all our sins from the day we were born up until now is extremely important to understand, because the Lord is going to demand for it in the future during the 3 days of darkness. I promised to teach about the 3 days of darkness to some people yesterday, but I wasn't able to in the end. But the Lord will enable me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be unto the Most High God. Yeah. Hallelujah. So when the Lord declared forgiveness and he gave them a new set of Torah tablets on the Day of Atonement, that very year that they left Egypt, he also instructed them to build the tabernacle of Moses. And that is what we see. I don't remember which chapter, maybe chapter 25, from chapter 20 something, immediately after the Sinai event. The next thing we see is the Lord instructing the Israelites to build a tabernacle, and he tells the Israelites to bring heave offerings, teruma, heave offering, that will support the building of the tabernacle of Moses, or the tent of meeting. Now, when these instructions were being spoken to Moses while he was in heaven, then when he came back from heaven on the 10th day of Tishri, hallelujah, the next day on Tishri 11, which, as I said, is usually October time of the year, he called the congregation of Israel. He summoned them and started to speak to them about what the Lord has said concerning the building of the tabernacle. But you can see that the first thing Moses said is that they need to maintain the observation of the Sabbath, which gives me the impression that the Day of Atonement, after the Day of Atonement, that very year, I think, by the way, I'm not saying this is for sure. I think the day after the Day of Atonement, in the year the Israelites left Egypt, was a Sabbath. And so the Israelites needed to be warned against bringing their teruma. Basically, they were warned against carrying items that would be used to carry to build the tabernacle of Moses, to where Moses had instructed them to bring them, because the Lord forbade any kind of work that involved stress on that day. Hallelujah. He wants us to use the Sabbath to rest. It's a day of resting mentally, resting physically, I wouldn't say resting spiritually, but yes, we are meant to rest. It's Hebrews chapter 4. I know some people say that the Sabbath, Jesus Christ is our Sabbath, but Jesus Christ is not a day. The Lord created a day of rest. He created a people that speak rest into the earth. He also created a land that speaks rest into the earth and various other things that speak rest into the people's lives. For example, you know, the kind of food we eat, the kind of clothing we wear, the kind of cars we drive, the kind of words we speak. The Lord has created the Sabbath to extend into various areas of our lives. Hallelujah. 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 We, the people of God, are called to be Sabbath everywhere. Much as the Sabbath, we are to observe the Sabbath. Oh my God, I don't even know how to explain this. We are also called to be a Sabbath. We are not a day. No, that's not what I mean. But as ambassadors of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, also known as Yahushua HaMashiach, we are called to speak the peace of the Lord and the perfection of the Lord everywhere we go, the resurrection of the Lord everywhere we go. We are meant to have it within ourselves as part of the, as a trait of the kingdom of God, and then we extend it to others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a psalm we read every Sabbath. It's called the Sabbath Psalm. I'm going to read it and then sing some songs. Hallelujah. It's Psalm 92. I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Hallelujah. It is good to give thanks unto the Lord Yahweh, also known as Yahweh, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Hallelujah. It is good to give thanks unto the Lord Yahweh, also known as Yahweh, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks unto the Lord Yahweh, or Yahweh, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord Yahweh, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord Yahweh, art most high forever. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord Yahweh, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered, but my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Mandoria bamboria bakasa. Lerobondia bakaele boshanda. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord Yahweh shall flourish in the courts of our God. They, Marambo Yabashanda, Maremboria bakoria basanda, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. I'm just going to pause for a moment just to tell you that when the temple of Solomon was being built, many years after the tabernacle had been built, about 400 and something years later, these two verses, 12 and 13, the Lord made them to come into action or manifestation in a way by asking the Israelites to build a palm tree pictures, or to, I don't know how to explain it now, but they imprinted palm tree pictures onto the furnishings of the temple. So around the walls of the temple, within the Holy of Holies, hallelujah. And also the cedars of Lebanon were there. And I think they're also on the entrance of the temple. And even the high priest garment has pomegranates. And also the pomegranates are on the entrance door of the temple. All these are symbols of Israel and also of the law of the Lord. Hallelujah. So verse 13 again of Psalm 92. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord Yahweh shall flourish in the courts of our God. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord Yahweh shall flourish in the courts of our God. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord Yahweh shall flourish in the courts of our God. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord Yahweh shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock and there is no unrighteousness in him. Amen, 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 amen. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ruach Kodesh, come fill my heart as we prepare for Yah's Shabbat. May it be filled with loving kindness, blessings falling from above. Ruach Kodesh, come fill my heart as we prepare for Yah's Shabbat. May it be filled with loving kindness, blessings falling from above. Shabbat Shalom, peace be with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom, peace be with you. This day of rest Yah gave to you. Shabbat Shalom, peace be with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, peace be with you, this day of rest Yah gave to you. This day of rest Yah gave to you. This day of rest Yah gave to you. Hallelujah. 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 Remboria bakaile bo shandara baba ribo sekere bombaraba rekosoto yendere baba ramba yala bo shindara baba rembere boria baba shimbara babosa rembere bombaraba kondere bo shindara baba rimboria ba shandara baba rebo koria ba shandara baba rembo sia ba shindere bo rimba rebo bo shindara baba masetere bombaya la bo kora ba shandara Baba, Bare Boriam Bare Bokoriam Bare Bokoria Basandra Baba. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amina. Amen. Another song, it's a short one. It's mostly children that sing it, but it's good to know it. It goes like this. Bim bom, bim 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 bom, bim 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 bom, hey hey hey, bim bom, bim 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 bom, bim 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 bom, hey hey hey, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then these the other songs I sung last weekend, which are to do with Hevenu Shalom Aleichem, Hevenu Shalom Aleichem, Hevenu Shalom Aleichem, Hevenu Shalom, Shalom, Shalom Aleichem, Hevenu Shalom Aleichem, Hevenu Shalom Aleichem, Hevenu Shalom Aleichem, Hevenu Shalom, Shalom, Shalom Aleichem. Amen. We bring you peace. We bring you peace. We bring you peace. We bring you peace. Hallelujah. That's all that song is saying. Glory be to the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Glory be to Yah Almighty. Hallelujah. I think I'm going to bring this audio to an end for now. And then I'll do another one in which I'm just going to specifically talk about Exodus chapter 38 to 40. I may include chapter 35 to 40, though. I think the main one I want to talk about really is Exodus chapter 40. Hallelujah. As we transition into the book of Leviticus, also known as Vayikra in the Hebrew language, meaning "and he called." Amen. Amen. All right. Shabbat shalom, brethren. Remain blessed in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Shalom. Shalom.